Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Be Perfect as Your Heavenly Father is Perfect.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I was a little uncomfortable with this idea of perfection. Because what is it and where is it? In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, we have, be holy for your heavenly Father, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And again, you must be holy because I am holy. And a third one, you have been sanctified and have become holy because I am holy. But get that, you have been sanctified. And these words are addressed to us today now. You have been sanctified and you have become holy. Why? Because I, the Lord your God, am holy. So yes, how on earth can I be perfect? And what is perfection anyway? Is it a point system? I'm at, say, 190 and I have to reach 900 to be perfect? Jesus, when he spoke these words, he was speaking Aramaic. So we don't know exactly what he said, exactly what words he used that we can understand. In the book of Leviticus, it's not perfection, but holiness. Maybe perfection is wholeness, W-H-O-L-E, wholeness, like a perfect mango or a perfect peach. Whatever it is, get this, you and I have to be it. That's the message today. This is the message. Let's say holy, okay? Because perfect could mean, say, a perfect bank manager, you know. Holiness is unambiguous. Perfection, perfect, that word, it can mean lots of things. I mean, you can be a perfect prostitute, right? Or worse, a perfect pimp. But holiness is holiness. So, dear friends, let's Let's try this on. This is the message for today. You and I have to be holy. You may think that you are a million miles away from holiness, but hey, we have no choice. We have no choice. It's a must. It's crystal clear. And why? This is the message. We are Christians, followers of Christ. We march to a different drum. It's a different drum than the world marches to. And what does holiness look like? It looks like reaching out beyond my safe place, reaching out in thought and word and deed. Just exactly as our text said, you know, you reach out and greet everyone. You greet the Gentiles. You greet those that don't think the same as we do and don't act the same and have a different language. You reach out. It reaches out beyond our safe place, reaching out in thought and word and deed. We are followers of Christ, and we must change the world. God bless you.